This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by Pip Printing. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Communist hardliners stage a stunning coup against Mikhail Gorbachev, and the streets of Moscow fill quickly with angry citizens. Some climbed onto tanks and personnel carriers to argue openly with soldiers. Others turned urgent pleas westward.
We say, America, help us. Bush, help us. If Bush will stand and not do for us, it's democracy finished here.
Jonathan Sanders is in the Soviet capital.
The hardliners, headed by Gorbachev's hand-picked vice president, Gennady Yanayev, explained they took power because under the father of perestroika, the country had become ungovernable. At a news conference, Yanayev stated that Gorbachev was tired after 6 years of running the country. The man who brought reform to the stagnant Soviet Union is resting, Yanayev said, in a clinic near his vacation home in the south. But if the conservatives were counting on an easy seizure of power, they forgot about Boris Yeltsin. The president of the Russian Republic is leading the resistance to what he calls a reactionary coup. Outside his government office today, Yeltsin clambered onto the top of a tank. He told his supporters the special committee's decrees were illegal, and he called for a general strike. Yeltsin's supporters built rough barricades around his office. And tonight, a group of tanks appeared there, not to besiege it. The tanks defected from the Soviet army to support Yeltsin's call to defend democracy in the Soviet Union. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
President Bush says the Soviet power grab could have serious consequences. That story and more on the crisis when The World Tonight returns.
A business update from Pip Printing. In uncertain times, many companies slash their marketing budgets. But research has shown that those who increase their advertising spending increase their sales as much as 95%. At Pip Printing, we'll work with you and your budget to produce marketing materials that have more impact for your money. That means you'll get the greatest value, which is very good news in uncertain times. Pip Printing, the best business printer in the business.
How do you compose a great family getaway? At Days Inn, we start with a great location. Throw in clean, comfortable rooms. Add friendly service. And let kids 12 and under stay free. Put it all together and...
the beautiful morning.
Days Inn, isn't it time you wake up to us?
I think I look outside and just...
Call 1-800-325-2525. Kids policies vary by location.
President Bush is back in Washington now, interrupting his vacation in Maine to meet with his top lieutenants and formulate an approach to the Soviet crisis. Barry Bagnato has the White House story.
Before returning to Washington, the president expressed concern but not condemnation. He put economic cooperation with Moscow on standby.
If we're going to set back democracy, set back reform, not only the United States, but Europe will put things on hold as well.
This evening, after his first meeting with advisors here, the president toughened his stand, firmly supporting Boris Yeltsin's call for a restoration of the legally elected organs of power. He did not, however, specifically call for Mikhail Gorbachev's return to the presidency. Mr. Bush also said he refuses to support economic aid programs as long as the Soviet government is run outside of the Constitution. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, the White House.
Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney has also cut short his vacation to return to Washington amid a host of military questions generated by the Gorbachev ouster. Pentagon correspondent Jim Stewart reports.
Two key questions concern officials here. First, who now has ultimate control of the Soviet nuclear forces, and who has the loyalty of the once mighty Red Army? The Kremlin strategic forces have not shown any signs of going on alert, officials here say, and appear to be under tight control. The Red Army, however, is another matter. Interior Ministry troops are being used in Moscow, and CBS News has been told that General M.A. Moiseev, chief of the Soviet regular general staff, was on leave and not in the capital at the time of the coup. Where he now stands is unclear. Jim Stewart, CBS News, the Pentagon.
And in a new travel advisory, the State Department is recommending that American citizens defer travel to the Soviet Union at this time. The World Tonight, more in a minute.
You're listening to a car rolling backwards. That's an audio reminder that we're rolling back. Get it? The price on all the new 91 Legacy models during Subaru Super Savings Days. Now through October 2nd, get $1,200 in customer cash on any new 91 Legacy. See your dealer for complete details on how you could save hundreds more through factory-to-dealer incentives. So, one more time, just to belabor this point, remember when you hear this sound, think Subaru Super Savings Days, or, oh no, someone's forgotten to set the parking brake.
Do you know there are only 44 sounds in the English language? 44. And when you learn these 44 sounds called phonics, you can read and spell almost everything. That's why Hooked on Phonics is so successful. We've set these 44 sounds to music, making learning to read simple and fun. So get Hooked on Phonics and take the mystery out of learning to read. Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
Trees down, roofs ripped open, power out to tens of thousands. Just a few of the problems as Hurricane Bob stormed ashore in New England today. President Bush leapfrogged the hurricane, flying out of Maine before it hit to return to Washington. Mrs. Bush stayed behind, though, as we hear from Randall Pinkston in Kennebunkport.
Some old-timers in Kennebunkport remember a big hurricane back in the 50s when waves pounded the Bush summer home at Walker's Point. That's one reason why Mrs. Barbara Bush and other family members evacuated the compound a few hours ago to move to higher ground to ride out the storm. In downtown Kennebunkport, most shop owners taped doors and windows and closed early. State officials urged all local residents living within a quarter mile of coastal areas to move inland and seek shelter from 100-mile-per-hour winds and waves 6 to 10 feet above normal. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, Kennebunkport.
President won't even eat broccoli.
One a day knows when it comes to nutrition, some people never grow up.
Help! Help!
That's why millions trust One a Day multivitamins. They know One a Day maximum formula is complete with all the nutrients recommended by the U.S. government, plus beta carotene, the nutrient found in leafy green vegetables.
I hate rabbit food.
So just eat sensibly and let One a Day do the rest. After all, 50 years of trust didn't happen overnight.
I hate my daughter's dance class. Well, not the class, you know, the waiting around. So I get the car washed instead, or I bring it to Mr. Goodwrench Quick Lube Plus. My GM dealership guarantees a complete lube and oil change in 29 minutes or less, or the next one's free. Of course, it's never actually taken that long, but hey, as long as they're done before dance class.
Your GM dealer's serious about putting service back in the service department, and the faster free guarantee proves it. For details, see your participating GM dealership. For the nearest location, phone 1-800-GM-USE-US.
The Soviet coup produced a wild day on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials at one point were down 107 points, but recovered somewhat to close off 70, around 2898 on big volume, 230 million shares. Business correspondent Ray Brady takes a closer look.
When that closing bell finally rang on Wall Street today, nerves were frayed and stocks frazzled. As stock analyst Michael Metz explains it, Wall Street hates a surprise, and when it came to work this morning, that's what it got from Soviet Russia.
You had a big new surprise. You had a big new negative surprise in Russia, and I think as a result of that, people decided they wanted to raise cash in order to reduce their exposure to equities.
Stocks dropped around the world in some of the biggest plunges in 4 years. In this country, the wave of selling brought big hits in blue chips like Disney and AT&T. Airline stocks were especially hard hit, as Wall Street worried about what effect the events in the Soviet Union might have on the economy of the United States. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
It's 9 past the hour in this world tonight.
President Bush has issued a strong response to the ouster of Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. Today, Mr. Bush called the coup by Soviet hardliners misguided and illegitimate. CBS Newsman Barry Bagnato has details on the president's statement from the White House.
After meeting with top national security aides, President Bush, in a statement, strongly condemned the coup, something he did not do initially. He said the U.S. supports Russian President Boris Yeltsin's call for a restoration of the legally elected organs of power and a reaffirmation of the post of President of the USSR. Curiously, though, Mr. Bush avoided directly saying he favored Mikhail Gorbachev's return to that post. Mr. Bush also said the U.S. would refuse to support economic aid programs as long as the Soviet government is run through extra-constitutional means. More meetings are planned for the morning here.
The new U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union, Robert Strauss, also will be sworn in. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, the White House.
Meanwhile, thousands of protesters have hit the streets of Moscow in response to the ouster. They're being rallied by Boris Yeltsin, who's calling for a general strike. The 8-member coup committee ruling the Soviet Union is cementing its position of power by taking over the state media and shutting down independent broadcasters. And the committee has cracked down on three independence-minded Baltic republics. Soviet forces have moved on Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, blocking harbors and seizing key sites. The new Soviet leaders say they overthrew Gorbachev because his reforms have sent the country out of control. In Moscow, CBS newsman Jonathan Sanders says it appears Gorbachev had a warning that this would happen.
We have highly reliable reports that before this event occurred, the Prime Minister, Valentin Pavlov, and another hardliner flew to Mikhail Gorbachev's vacation dacha and demanded that he resign. When Gorbachev refused, Valentin Pavlov told him, "You are going to be sick for a very long time."
That's Jonathan Sanders in Moscow. The leaders of the coup have pledged to continue Gorbachev's reforms and even to possibly allow him to return to his job. But world leaders are expressing concern, and Mr. Bush has already said that economic aid is now out of the question. In Burbank, a visiting Soviet journalist says the changes which have taken place in his homeland have forced him to seek asylum. KNX Morning News anchor Dave Zorn has the story.
The decision on one hand is a very difficult one for Vladimir Voyna, since his two daughters, mother and sister, remain in the Soviet Union. On the other hand, as a journalist who has been able to live in the United States and have published just about everything he's written, it's the only decision. He told me he hopes other Soviets will do likewise.
I hope many more people will follow my example when they will know about it. People working here as diplomats or trade representatives, maybe some journalists, will find courage to make it.
Referring to the new leadership of the Soviet Union, Vladimir Voyna said simply, "This government is not mine." He said the only surprise associated with the removal of Gorbachev is that it didn't come sooner. Concerning the future, he said, "Boris Yeltsin is our only hope." Dave Zorn, KNX 1070.